Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Myrna West, and I would like to welcome everyone to WFYT Blog Talk Radio. We're broadcasting on the air around the world, 33 million listeners strong. And today we're speaking with Gil Magno from Coconut Grove, Florida. Mr. Magno is a world-known vocal coach, author, and personal development consultant. And he'll be discussing with us today his course number 5, entitled Self-Transformation Through Personal Magnetism. Hello, Mr. Magno. How are you today?
Hello there, Myrna. I'm much better.
Yeah, I heard you weren't feeling too good, huh?
Yeah, two days ago.
Okay, I'm glad you could join us, though. Well, why don't we start off by having you tell us a little bit about yourself. What attracted you to your business and to your current program?
Well, I was in music since a young age, and I was a singer and classical guitarist, and then I injured my right hand. I was pretty well known in Boston, and I injured my right hand, and I couldn't play classical guitar anymore. So I went to Los Angeles and vegetated there for about 10 years, and I was trying to figure out what my purpose in life was since I had lost my career as a classical guitarist. So then I started concentrating more on the voice, and I started implementing, I started noticing that what was really required in being a good singer is the person behind the voice, and that became the name of my school. And then from there I went more and more into self-improvement, and that's when I started helping people to free themselves.
Right.
So I do the vocal coaching, but I have this course, which is course number 5, which handles the person inside, on the inside.
Right.
And it's creating miracles here.
Now, in looking through, I also noticed that you have something that you call the 4 steps. You call it the square deal. Can you kind of go through those steps with us, explaining it to us?
Right. Those are 4 steps that if you put them into practice, it really covers everything.
Okay.
The first one is implementation of honesty with self and reality. You have to be honest with self in order to be able to look at what is there, because all of us are full to the neck with conditioning, tradition, all kinds of trauma, lies, and so we need to get rid of that. And you can do it yourself. You don't need to go to psychotherapists or anything like that. Number 2, answering 4 questions to oneself. Number 1 is, what is the purpose of life? Number 2, where did I come from? Where am I going? And what am I doing here?
Right.
And number 3 is eliminating and unburdening oneself of conditioning, tradition, and the lies existing in both the conscious and subconscious minds. And the 4th step is discovering one's purpose in life. That number 4 is very, very important.
Okay. And you found these 4 steps to be very successful, right?
Very successful. That's right.
Okay. Can you tell me briefly some of the short and long-term goals that you hope to accomplish, or you want your listeners or your students to receive?
Well, I pretty much have accomplished everything that I set out to do in this lifetime, at least.
Yeah.
And so now what I really want is to apply these techniques, course number 5, to as many people as possible from all over the world. It's just a need. I have a need to do this so other people can feel better, because the world is in a process of devolution. Not the world, the United States.
Okay.
And so it's a devolution towards the greater evolution. And so this material is needed because the people are lost.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know where to turn.
Right.
The media is all lies, and people don't know what to believe. So once I get people into this system, it's very simple, and they start getting the feeling that they don't need anything on the outside. Everything is within, and
right.
That's what it's all about. That's the only desire that I have.
Okay. And have you found success with this as far as your students? Can you give us some examples? Or
oh my God. Every day there's a miracle here in my studio. I mean, well, here's an example. There's a model who was afraid she was getting older, and she was all bummed out and everything, and she came over here, and she is now in New York auditioning for parts for movies.
Right.
And she was terrified. Within a month and a half of this course, she had been asked to go to Europe to do a presentation, and she did, and she was very successful. A second one was another model who had a driving phobia, and she got over that, and now she's started her own business, and many, many, many others.
Right. Okay. Well, those are all really, really great examples there. So how do you approach those who may be a little skeptical about your program?
I don't.
Right.
I don't. I just put it out there. If you're skeptical, you can ask a few questions. But most people that are skeptical in the beginning, I present it the way it is.
Right.
And it's okay for them to be skeptical a little bit. But if they continue being suspicious, I don't even bother with it because they're not ready to evolve.
Right.
And like it says in the old books, you must become as a little child. When somebody comes in, I can tell the minute they walk into the studio, though, I can read all about them. I've spent 40 years teaching one-on-one, so I can pretty much read the physiognomy, and I can tell right away if they're going to be good or not, immediately, and I've had success with this.
Right.
So that I don't believe in proselytizing, I don't believe in pushing people into anything. Wisdom is something that people have to go after themselves. If they don't want it, forget it.
Right, right. Okay. And I noticed you said in the square deal here, you have a step number three, which is eliminating and unburdening oneself of condition, tradition, and lies existing both in the conscious and subconscious minds.
Right.
Can you go into a little bit of that as far as...
Well, I had a big, big problem for half of my life. It was in terms of a phobia. And so I did a great amount of studying, reading, and all kinds of techniques and disciplines to master that, and I was never able to. I spent over $200,000 in regressions and all kinds of this New Age stuff, which is mostly specious.
Mm-hmm.
And what was I... saying now that the lies exist, yeah. And so I solved it by myself. And there are two techniques that anyone can use to eliminate this, unless it's very, very strong. There are a very few people, maybe not even six on the whole planet, that can deal with this stuff. And I started using these two techniques. One of them is called EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Techniques, as developed by Gary Craig. It is originally a discovery of Dr. Roger Callahan. I used to call it the Callahan Technique. Now I call it EFT. And also the other technique is Dr. Nathaniel Brandon's sentence completion work. He wrote several books, many books, and the stuff is phenomenal. And now with my students at the beginning of the course, I use those two techniques. And then once they are clean of all of these negativity, this negativity, then we begin putting things in to replace what was taken out. And we do that through a technique which is not very well known, which is using the voice in conjunction with manufactured feeling at the moment. It's kind of difficult to explain.
Okay. Can you go into it a little bit? Or?
Well, for example, I'll ask a student to say, "How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank."
Right.
And he says it, but did this mean anything? So I have to make him conscious that he is saying it. I have to make him conscious that he is actually working on those words with the diction. I make them conscious of all this stuff. And then finally,
right,
I put the visualization and then the feeling that goes with it, and then that's how the feeling comes out. I find that most people are lacking in feeling and imagination. There's only a very small percentage of people that have that, and those are the great creators on this planet.
Wow, that's very interesting. Very interesting. And I noticed one of the quotes that you mentioned here, you said many people may go to intensive seminars and think that once they go to these seminars that they'll automatically change, but you mentioned here that you can't change in a weekend. Right?
No, you cannot. That's all baloney.
Yeah.
That's just money-making schemes. There's no way that you can go through a self-transformation in a weekend.
Right.
I mean, it takes quite a while, and you have to be persistent, and you have to work. I give all the techniques in my book, The Road to Victory. Everything is in that book. It's called The Road to Victory, Create Your Own New World. And everything is there. All of these techniques that I'm talking about, it's there. The book can be ordered from my website. Right now it's available as PDF copy. And it's very, very enlightening, and I believe, not because I'm the writer of it, but because I feel that it is true. I feel that that is much needed in today's society.
Okay. And I know you. Since you mentioned the website, I was going to bring that up. Is there a way for our listeners to be able to contact you or to find out more information about the books that you've written and about your course number 5?
Yeah, they can go into my website, which is gmagno.com. G for Gil, gmagno.com. Or they can go to YouTube and see my classes on YouTube, or they can email me directly, which is gilmagno@magnoart.net.
Okay. All right. You're listening to WFYT Blog Talk Radio, and we're speaking with Mr. Gil Magno. He's a world-known vocal coach, author, and personal development consultant. And today he's discussing with us his course number 5 entitled Self-Transformation Through Personal Magnetism. Okay, and I know, Mr. Magno, you mentioned the book before, and there's another book that I understand that you've written. It's a 285-page textbook called Developing Confidence and Personal Magnetism.
Right, and that is the textbook that I use for the course number 5.
Okay, can you go a little bit into that book for us and let us know what exactly our listeners will be getting once they sign up for your course and receive that book and why that book is so beneficial to them?
Well, the book is made up of 49 actions. I call them observances. Mm-hmm. And these are things about life and things that need to be observed, all kinds of things like that. And the way I teach it is, you know, the seminars, they tell you, you know, think successful and you'll be successful. Think confident and be confident. Well, that's fine. That's very nice. But that's not going to do it. The only reason to really, really have confidence is to accept who you truly are with all your talents and imperfections. You accept this the way you are. You don't play any games with yourself. Again, that's applying step number one, implementing honesty with self and reality. And then you just become confident. You don't care what other people think of you. There's no need. You just are there. You become like a child. That's the process of the beginning transformation.
Okay. And so once again, for our listeners who may just be tuning in, can you explain to us what makes you different from many others out there who are claiming that they can do the same thing, that they can show you awareness of yourself and that they can help you improve your self-esteem and motivation? Can you show us how it is that you're different?
Well, that's a good question. I never knew that I was different, but it's a fact that I am. And I think the reason for that is because I had that problem when I was younger, and I had it for so long that I did so much research on everything, and I experienced some states of consciousness that the average person just doesn't experience. Mm-hmm. And my success as a teacher is due to knowing how to crawl before you walk, and then knowing how to walk before you run. And now that the secret of teaching is putting the right material in order on the gradient. So in other words, a voice coach will take a student and he works on everything at the same time, the breathing, the sound production, all of this, all at the same time. And then at the end of the lesson, the student, his head is full of confusion. Now, in my course on singing, for example, I have everything delineated, everything that we're going to be doing step by step. And each one of those techniques must be mastered before he can learn the next step. And that's why my vocal students are successful, and why also the self-improvement students are successful. So I think that's what is different. I base my observations on something deeper than most people are concerned with. There's another lack of true spirituality in this country. And by spirituality, I don't mean churches. I mean answering the four questions, again, in step number two, answering four questions. What is the purpose of life? Where did I come from? Where am I doing? Where am I going? And then, on step number four, you discover your purpose in life, and then you align that purpose in life with the purpose of life itself. And if you do just that, you're all set. Money will come to you, health, everything. You'll be quite happy to have that.
Now, I know you mentioned earlier when you said that a person just needs to accept who they are and try not to change themselves. But isn't that what...
No, I didn't say not change. Before you can change, you need to accept.
Right.
I mean, let's say I'm greedy, let's say.
Okay.
And then I don't accept the fact that I'm greedy. I can't get rid of it. I'm greedy. I notice that I'm greedy. Therefore, I accept that. Now that I accept it without invalidation, I then can handle the greed in such a way that by and by I won't have that greed.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, what if a person wants to join your seminar or is interested about your course, what kind of problems do you help them with? I know you said you do vocal, but is there anything else that, like if I'm having a problem with my finances, would I be a candidate for your course number five? You know, what kind of persons are attracted to that course that you can...
Well, most people that are attracted to the course, they feel a little bit lost, and they want to win in life. Most of them in general are that way. However, I have right now a couple of students who are extremely successful in business. They're wealthy. One especially has a very high position, and... Excuse me, it so happens that he realizes the worth of this material and he wants to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So this course is for everybody. If he's in a good position in life, then he can make it better.
Okay.
If he has financial problems, well, what's a financial problem? That's crazy, a financial problem. There's no problems in finance. You just got to get out there and work your butt off.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all this thing about the world right now, about the economy, it's just all, I don't even want to talk about that. I get too excited.
So as far as the economy is concerned, you think if people turn around and would just apply, you know, believe who they are and then work on it? And
yeah,
work
because all answers are within one individual. When I want to discover something, or if I have been having a problem, I look within and I say to myself, the answers are there, but we don't recognize the answers until we practice this for a while, looking within. After a while, you know, you don't invalidate yourself anymore. You see what's there and you say, well, this is what I'm seeing, so apparently this is the way I feel about it.
Right.
But the answers are there. So once you establish a certain harmony within yourself, these other things like economy and all of that, they don't much bother you anymore.
Okay. And once again, Mr. Magno, for our listeners who may be tuning in, can you please give us the contact information and how they can get in contact with you, viewing more of your materials and just getting a deeper understanding of what it is that you can offer them.
Yeah, they can go to my website, which is G for Gil, gmagno.com. And there is a page on that website for each of the things that I do. There's a page for the course number 5, and there's a page for the products and so forth. So they can contact me. The email is there also. But if they're the one email, they want to email me right away, it's gilmagno@magnoart, one word, magnoart.net. And then I can send them by email brochures and information about what it is.
Okay. And going into that, can you let us know some of the other works that you have out there as far as any other books that you have, may have written, any other products that, you, that you're doing at time, projects, anything like that?
Yeah. Well, there's the Magno Vocal Course number 1, which is on 2 DVDs, and that is being distributed all over the world, and hundreds of students all over the world. And my other books are Transcending Their Lies, which is my autobiography, but it's an autobiography written from, again, a philosophical point of view. And there's one small book called The Secret, which is a collection of 561 concepts that deal with their substitutes for the lies existent in the world. And then the Developing Confidence book. And what else do I have? Oh, yes, The Road to Victory, which is the basis of the course number 5. And then I have other things like some other videos and some CDs and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, okay. And can you tell us, Mr. Magno, for our listeners out there, just what is it that that makes you different? Like, what is your, as far as your background is concerned, your education, that makes you qualified to be able to have a course such as this, able to have people see how they can make a change in their lives?
Okay, well, first of all, okay, I'll try to be straight. I have a bachelor's degree in music education, mm-hmm. and that is all. And I thank goodness that is all the education that I have, because my head is not full of lies. Because the majority of things that they're teaching people nowadays, not 100%, but at least 50% is all lies. In other words, a guy goes to learn medicine and he learns the pragmatic aspect of the whole thing. It's just like that with writing. It's like that with anything. They train you to fit in the lies of society. Well, once I got over my phobia and once I went through the transformation, which I did, then I recognized what it's all about. And so now I actually refrain. I pick up a book. If the book is too much catered to the lies of the existing world, I don't read it. And so I'm glad that I don't have an extended education with degrees in psychology and all of that, and I'm not interested in any of that stuff, and because the truth lies somewhere else.
Right, right. And you have the success of the people that you've helped along the way to show that it does work.
Oh, my God. I got so many. Look, Fannie Lou, she's a famous singer she's from Colombia. She's famous. She's almost known all over the world. And when she walked in here for a first class, I told her, she was full of magnetism. I told her that. And she took course number 1. She disappeared for a while, came back with a hit CD. And now she's famous all over the place. I told her that if she made singing a purpose in life, she would be famous. Because what does it is not the quality of the voice, it's not the book knowledge that you have from colleges, it's the magnetism that you have, it's your beliefs, it's what you have on the inside that does it. And now she's famous. But she didn't have any problem, but there are many people that come in here. One guy had a germ phobia, gone. People had problems with love and all of that. All of these things just go away. And all I do is, besides using these techniques like EFT and sentence completion and these other things, is that I help to put them in touch with themselves, for that spark within. That's what it's all about.
Right. Is there anyone that you find that you cannot help or that you have not been successful?
Yeah, I've had a few that are not successful, and those are the ones that I was referring to before. Those are the people that they're skeptical, and I know right away they're not going to stay.
Right.
I have a lawyer, quite a intelligent chap and very powerful individual. He had so many problems. He came in here for a steady month, eliminated most of the problems. Then he called me, and then he disappeared. Then he comes back, has one or two classes, and then he disappears. This person is never going to be successful, is never going to complete the process of transformation. And I have some others like that. So usually I just tell them, I don't think you're ready for this.
Yeah. Right. So it's not all about making money, right? So you don't just take anyone.
No, it's not about, listen.
Yeah.
If I was thinking just of the money, I certainly wouldn't pursue this approach the way I'm doing it now.
Right.
I would, in order to go for the money, I would have to play the same games that all of these vendors of self-improvement methods are doing. Of course, I advertise also,
right. But
I would have to approach it slightly different.
Okay, and where do you see yourself in the future? What are your goals as far as continuing on this course? Are you in the process of writing any more books? Are you thinking of opening up, opening up to more people, having a bigger business?
Yeah, I'm just having more people come to me from all over the world.
Right.
That would acknowledge my efforts very, very well to have more and more people come in. I like to. The feeling of watching them after trying so hard to transform themselves, and I like to see their faces when they achieve something. So that's really the only goals I have. I'm not going to write any more books or anything. I think everything I had to say, it's already said.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. Once again, you're listening to WFYT Blog Talk Radio, and we're speaking with Mr. Gil Magno, a world-known vocal coach, author, and personal development consultant. And we're discussing his course number 5, entitled Self-Transformation Through Personal Magnetism. For our listeners, I know we're running out to the last couple minutes of our program. For our listeners who are joining and just want to have a brief summary of what it is that you can offer to them and whether or not they could be a candidate for your course number 5, would you like to just go through it again, just giving us a brief overview of your course and how you've helped them and what you can do for them?
Yeah, the course number 5, I create, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, course number 5, I created this course using everything that I learned from before, and I use EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Techniques, to eliminate some of the hang-ups, also Sentence Completion by the books of Nathaniel Brandon, then the rest is a sort of self-development inwardly through using partly the voice and many, many things. I can't go into the details right now, but everything that I've ever learned, and I certainly don't follow other systems or anything other than EFT or sentence completion. Everything else is stuff that I put together in personal magnetism.
Okay.
So that's basically what it is. Anybody can do it. And the more successful they are, the more they should do it, because then they will be even more successful. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, and you can reach Mr. Magno by phone at 305-447-8660, or you can email him at Gil Magno, that's G-I-L-M-A-G-N-O, at magnoart.net, or his website at www.gmagno.com. Once again, this is Myrna West, and you're listening to WFYT Blog Talk Radio, and we're speaking with Mr. Gil Magno, a world-known vocal coach, author, and personal development consultant, and we're discussing his course number 5 entitled Self-Transformation Through Personal Magnetism. As Mr. Magno mentioned, what makes him different from many of the seminars or intensive seminars that you may many out there may attend is that it doesn't have just a short-term effect. He teaches you how to maintain it throughout the course of your life, how to keep on improving on yourself. Is that right, Mr. Magno?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it, as I mentioned, your goal is to help as many people as possible from all over the world.
That's right.
And you have many, many examples of that. And are those examples shown on your website? So that
yes, there are all kinds of testimonials. What's on the website is just some. I have piles of testimonials here, but there's a lot of them on the website.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Magno.
You're welcome.
It was wonderful hearing from you today. And thank you to everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.